Welcome everybody, share number 1483. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabban Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe, and the Refuah Shalema Tzvi Ben Leah Miriam, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. So an interesting question comes up in reference to somebody has to run to get themselves hungry. It's hard for them, whatever, they don't have an appetite, but if they run a little bit, they run around the block, for example, the question is, they'll get an appetite, right? So, would that be possibly a heter, or would it be allowed to run just to push it to get an appetite? It's very hard for me to eat the Shabbos suda, but I want to eat it with a geschmack, with an oinig Shabbos, right? So I'm going to run around the block. What would be the situation with such a case like that? In other words, the question is, do we say over here that it's, it's sort of like a tainug, or do we say possibly, there's a sharetzim, which we're going to talk about in a minute, very interesting, or do we say possibly it's refuah? Refuah meaning, I don't have an appetite, and this is sort of like heal me to an extent by me running, because in general, as we know, exercise is a couple of problems with exercise. Number one is I'm doing it to get a good schwitz, right? Everybody knows you do exercise, you want to get schwitzed up. If I remember offhand, I didn't see it inside, but the Rambam talks about exercise, that even, I don't remember which one of the major speakers many, many years ago talking about that Rambam, that even to do pushes, not on Shabbos, we're talking about during the week. What does it mean, exercise? I do even jumping jacks. I jump around right in the place. I don't have to badafka go running down the block, right, or on a bike. I just jump in the place I am to get, schwitzed up and move my body and so on. But the point is getting schwitzed up, and that's one problem. The other problem is it's a little bit of a refuah. So there are a few different issues with the exercise part of it, why one can't do exercise on Shabbos. We're not going to get into all the details, but in general, people, one is not supposed to do exercise on Shabbos. Now, I do want to mention there are certain times where the doctor, Rahman Aslan, somebody had a surgery, right, or somebody had certain issues where the doctor says, no, every day you have to do this and this exercise, otherwise, chas v'shalom, and not even whereby it might be dangerous, but it just could, it's a very important thing, otherwise it's going to be not going to heal, or a certain limit of body. So in those cases, obviously a person has to ask a rav and double check how, what, when, and where, how it has to be done. Obviously, we're not talking about b'kuach nefesh issues, or whatever the case is, dangerous issues, whatever the case is, there's a healing process going on, person should ask and see how to work around that. Okay, but now the question comes up, good, very plain and simple. I know if I do a little bit of exercise, I run around the block, for example, I'll get my appetite. So how do we look at that? There's a Sharet Sion, actually, Sharet Sion in Simon Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph is where it talks about a lot of these various different halachas that we've been talking about, Simon Shin Aleph, and the Sharet Sion is actually in the middle of Ois Tes. Okay, it's brought down the Sefer Klolim, and I'm just reading it from the Sharet Sion, and we'll get back to the Sefer Klolim, B'linei Bezras Hashem. So he says like this, V'im ruts, if somebody runs, V'kavanasi, so why am I running? I'm going to run. Kadei Shatiyah Toiv Lechos, that I'll have an appetite to eat, right? I want to eat the Shabbos Suda with an appetite, and my stomach, whatever, this and that, so, but if I run, I know I'll have an appetite. Oh, I'll be more geschmack the Shabbos Suda, could I run? So he brings down Taketz Machlaikis, not so simple. He brings the Magen Avraham, again, there's all the Sharet Sion talking over there. Magen Avraham, the Mashbuk, it's Mashbuk a little bit from the Magen Avraham that it would be allowed. But he brings down Ochen B'Taz, but the Taz Taka says, Behedya La'eser, Taz says, no, you can't run for an appetite, not going to work, right? Okay, so now that you can. So we see it's a straight up Machlaikis Magen Avraham, the Taz, two giants, two major Achrayim. Pi Manu Chaim, as we always say, those are major achrayim. Obviously, the Magen Avraham, the Taz. So then, it continues on the Sharet Sion. He says, "V'after time my mishum deritza gufa lechashiv yadayin tainug." Even though the running is not really for a tainug, because we spoke about if we could show a little bit whereby it's some sort of a tainug, especially by little children, then it's more of a little bit more lenient. I mean, that doesn't mean well. I enjoy exercise, so I could exercise in Shabbos. That's not what we're talking about. But in general, like in reference the children and so on. But then it says, continues on the Sharet Sion, V'im kein l'fi ma'ashe sovrim ha'ri achroinim b'zeh, the loikat taz, and many who talk, argue with the taz, v'meh l'shari, gam b'zeh kemi sharitza hu l'tzarech achila, since this running is taka to be able to bring on an appetite, she oinig Shabbos, it really becomes whereby it's part of oinig Shabbos. It's an interesting way of looking at it. Says the Sharet Sion, further, mekom makim einim v'or l'heta, but even with that, even if we're going to say, that there's some achronim who want to say that this running is really like an Oneg Shabbos type thing, because it's bringing on my appetite, I'll be able to eat with a geschmack and so on. It's not so posh to say that this is allowed to be done, says the Sharasim. Efshar the Masha who oisep ulois kadesh etoiv lechol. Possibly it is a refuah, says the Sharetzim. Very interesting. Sharetzim tells us that good, even though you'll say Onik Shabbos, but if it falls under the category of refuah, now we're going to see what do we keep on saying refuah. What do we mean by refuah? Obviously, just to explain real quickly, there's a whole set of there's a whole bunch of halachas, which is actually a very long journey, and it's one of the biggest simonim. Shin Chaf Ches, one of the biggest simonim in all of Hilcha Shabbos, the halachas of refuah, healing and how that works. And we're going to see that there's various different, there's actually three different categories of refuah. There's, of course, Pekuach Nefesh, with dangerous situations. We're all hands on deck, as we say. We'll keep on reviewing this, and we will keep on reviewing this. Whenever it's a dangerous situation, everybody has to do whatever they could, not just the person, you know, in danger, but everybody around them has to do what they could to save the person, and not just in danger, but if it's a suffix, if it's a question, the person's life is in danger. Okay, so then we have something called Nafal Lemishkav, which we're going to see. We'll talk about somebody doesn't feel good after lay down. It's not dangerous, whatever. And then we have it just Stam Mitzari, you know, the person has a headache or whatever. So there are three or sometimes four. We'll see. We'll talk about various different categories in refuah. So it says the Sharetzi, and I'm just giving a little bit of an introduction. We should understand what we're talking about. So says the Sharetzi, and possibly maybe this running to be able to get an appetite will fall under one of those categories. Possibly, and it might be a refuah. So that is where the question falls into play. Okay, so basically, just to end off, they don't really come out, the Sefer Klalim doesn't really come out so much Lemaisa, and neither does so much the Sharetzian. Lemaisa, they blibe at a machleika. So, of course, we're going to end off and say, if somebody feels that, you know, it's hard for them, they don't have an appetite, whatever the case might be, and if they know that, they know during the week, they run around the block, they get the appetite. So one should, of course, ask a shayla, like we said, mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, and find out if their case calls for it, whereby they would have a heter to run a little bit to develop an appetite, to have an appetite to be able to eat the Shabbos Suda with a geshmak and have an oinik Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Baruch HaKol Tuv.